Thank you very much, brothers and sisters. I remember 5 years ago, we were promised an ethical foreign policy. That didn't last very long. Now we are promised a policy based on regime change. Well, if Bush and Blair are so concerned about human rights and Bush's abuses around the world, they could have started changing regimes like Burma. Not a word about Burma, because it's all about oil. And there is nobody in this country so stupid they don't realise the reality of that. Bush's administration, which is corruptly elected, Bush is only president because his governor brother in Florida had half the black voters stripped off the voting rolls. Otherwise there wouldn't be Bush's corrupt crew in the White House. And his administration, which is up to its neck in Enron, wants the diversion as much as it wants the oil. And when you look at the backgrounds of Cheney and the others, they personally will make tens of millions of pounds as they carve up the concessions to Iraqi oil if they invade and put in their puppet regime. This, as 10 years ago, is a war for oil. It is not a war about human rights. It's certainly not a war about weapons of mass destruction, because there is only one regime in the Middle East that has nuclear weapons, and it's not Saddam Hussein. It is Israel, who have had nuclear weapons for 30 years, and there is no action being planned to take those nuclear weapons away from Sharon. So it is once again what it has been for the last decade or more. Hypocrisy and double standards as America retains its neo-colonial hold on the oil-producing regions of the world. And it is a disgrace that once again Britain is running along like a little lapdog behind America's imperial interests. When people voted for this government, they wanted a government that would represent their interests, not be simply an echo of the White House, and certainly not such a corrupt and reactionary and racist regime as there currently is in Washington. How can you send British troops to die in a war in Iraq when they know the vast majority of the British people are opposed to that war? It is completely and utterly unacceptable. It flies in the face of every democratic principle, and it is a disgrace, and we all know it. And the Labour Party conference next week has clearly got to tell this government, you do not have the support of the British Labour movement. We have virtually every major trade union leader on this platform. And the other thing we should drive home, we most properly, as the march has finally left, as Andrew Murray said, we most properly got 400,000 people or more on this march. Thank God for that. Wouldn't it have been a damning indictment of British values if we couldn't get more people on a march against an unjust war against Iraqi civilians than the Countryside Alliance could get for tearing up boxes? I will do all I can, which is little enough, to oppose this war. I hope very much that the 25 members of the London Assembly, rather than just calling meetings to break trade unionists in struggle against reactionary managements, might get around to taking a position on a war which will claim the lives of Londoners if it goes ahead, that could tip our world into a terrible recession as we saw in the aftermath of the last Gulf War. Let's be absolutely clear as we look around here, and I can't see the end of the crowd. I had to put you bloody glasses on, but I still can't see the end of the crowd. The British people don't back you, Tony Blair. They want you to be a voice for peace. There's been enough casual death of Arabs. Stand up to America. Listen to the people here today and the people that voted for you before. Make sure you say no to war. Thank you, brothers and sisters.